This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. With parts of Colorado under a heat advisory through the weekend, doctors say understanding the health risk is critical. Dr. Jay Lemery is a professor of emergency medicine at the University of Colorado School of Medicine.
Heat is a great stressor to the human body. And for those that are young and healthy, mounting a sweat response is how we cool off. It takes a lot of energy. For those that are very sick or very old or physiologically vulnerable, the stress of heat can really throw them over the edge and push their bodies to work harder in ways that they're really not able to do.
Dr. Lemery says drinking water and staying in an indoor space with good airflow is key to helping your body cool down. Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell dropped dramatically in June as schools let out for summer. The program received more than 600 reports last month after getting more than 3,000 reports in May. Despite the typical seasonal drop, the roughly 27,000 reports received throughout this past school year was a big jump from the previous year. The most common issues reported in June were suicide, drugs, and child abuse. Presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. made a big move toward appearing on Coloradans' ballots this fall. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A couple of dozen people marched down Broadway in Denver on Thursday with a banner, signs, and boxes filled with paperwork. They were headed to the Secretary of State's office to turn in petitions in order to get RFK Jr. on the ballot. The group said they had more than 30,000 signatures. If just 12,000 are found to be valid, Kennedy can appear as an independent. At the same time, the Libertarian Party also is working to make Kennedy their presidential nominee in Colorado, but that's been held up by infighting in the party. Turning in signatures means Kennedy is likely to make the ballot one way or another. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
That heat is driving temperatures up across the state today. In Denver, 101 degrees, Fort Collins, 102. This is CPR News.